Hello and welcome back, finally, to Kong Monster Island, where I, the host Godzilla Kid, will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. So, obviously, it has been quite a while. So, first of all, I want to just fill everybody in on what's going on. I went through a bit of a slump. Podcasting was not appealing to me. I felt totally burnt out. I did not want to record at all, so I needed to take a break. I know I've been taking breaks off and on. I know I said I was going to do the Halloween special. I know I said that I was going to do a bunch of different stuff, but I needed a break. And I'm sorry that I didn't tell you guys, but I really, really needed a break. And then, pretty much as soon as Godzilla Day happened, right when I was about to get out of my break, I got sick. So that put my recording schedule back, as you could tell. So, sorry it's been so long, but happy Godzilla Day, everybody. I know it's late, it's very late, it's very overdue, but happy Godzilla Day. And happy Thanksgiving while we're at it, because it's in 2 days, so yeah. This is kind of going to be a podcast update slash Godzilla Day news roundup episode. This is not going to be nearly as long as an actual episode, and we will have something releasing after this, too. Stay tuned. I'm very excited for that. It's a little experimental on this channel, but I'm very excited. So anyways, one thing I wanted to update you about the channel with is that I'm officially setting a schedule. And if I land on the schedule, I will pretty much come out with a channel update. Not a channel update. An update, just, you know, telling you what's going on. So my official schedule is going to be 2 episodes every month. So bi-monthly, like most podcasts or most YouTube channels or whatever. So I'm going to be bi-monthly. So I won't put out nearly as much content as in the early days, but you're still gonna get 2 hopefully full-length episodes a month. But you know, sometimes stuff might happen, so that will start in December. And yeah, they're gonna be a little bit spaced out from each other, but not too far apart, maybe like a week apart. And yeah, so wanted to get that out of the way first and foremost. And, like, channel update-wise, that's really it. But, now, here's where the duration of the episode is gonna come from. Godzilla Day news. Because we have a lot. Like, a lot. So, first of all, I should probably get the obvious out of the way. Godzilla vs. Gigan Rex. This is something that I wanted for a very long time, and I'm very, very excited to see where this goes, because, yeah, this was awesome. Now, as most of you probably know, Godzilla in this short is actually Godzilla Jr. from Godzilla vs. Destoroyah, all grown up now, because this is a follow-up to the Heisei era. Or Heisei, or Heisei. I don't know how you want to say it, but there you go. So anyways, basically it picks up 25 years after Godzilla vs. Destoroyah, and Godzilla, aka Godzilla Jr., encounters a brand new opponent, Gigan Rex, who is a very, very cool and very anime type villain, actually. Like, I've never felt like I was watching an episode of Dragon Ball more when I'm not actually watching Dragon Ball than watching this, because this was so anime. It was awesome. There's a part where Gigan Rex like rips out the souls of its children and uses it to fire a laser. It's awesome. So we got that, and that's up on YouTube forever. Like, it was uploaded as a separate video by Toho early morning on their YouTube channel. Now let's get to what pains me most. Godzilla Fest 3, Gigan Attacks. See, this was bundled in with a 7-hour live stream that they did on their channel and can only be viewed from there. Any YouTube uploads or Internet Archive uploads are being copyright struck and deleted almost as soon as possible. Because, hey, Toho just loves their fans. And yeah, I get the pushing the live stream thing, but like, dude, come on. This is like destroying your own history. This is gonna become lost media at some point. I mean, I've seen it multiple times. Most people who want to see it have seen it. But for any new fan, this is not going to be available unless you look hard enough. Which I know multiple people have been uploading it to Internet Archive and to YouTube. On YouTube, it gets taken down almost instantaneously. But Internet Archive, they're a little slower to react to stuff getting put on there. So, yeah, it's on Internet Archive currently. So if you want to watch it, you still can, but you've been warned, it likely will and almost definitely will disappear. So, yeah, you have been warned. Anyways. Then we got some other cool news. Like, for instance, we got, like, a ton of Godzilla figures dropped in like the span of 2 seconds. There was like so many Godzilla figures. We've got SH Monster and Showa Gigan coming out. We've got some Gamera figures, which I know that doesn't relate to Godzilla, but hey, it's a start. Which we'll get back to Gamera in a second. I'll get there. We got all kinds of anime Ultraman stuff. Again, that doesn't relate to Godzilla. I get it. We got Bandai figure releases. We got Super 7 releases here over in the States. We have gotten so many figure releases in the past, like, 7 weeks. Not weeks. Days. It's honestly astounding. It's hilarious. How many figures are being released so instantaneously? It's awesome. But I will say, I don't know, man. Something feels oddly ironic about all of this. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just the fact that they're openly destroying any acts of preservation of their own media, but they're wanting you to shell more money out to them as a corporation, which, if you're taking away the stuff I like, why would I give you more money, Toho? But this is a happy, upbeat video, not video, episode. This is a happy, upbeat episode. We're not talking about that. We're talking about cool stuff. Which brings me to Gigabash. If you don't know what Gigabash is, you're probably not in the kaiju community as deep as you think. Anyways, let me elaborate. Gigabash is a four-player multiplayer rumble experience where you play as a monster or an Ultraman ripoff and beat the living snot out of everyone and everything around you. And it functions a lot like the Atari Pipeworks games, which, by the way, I have detailed in depth, all three of them. Go check that out when you're done with this. Anyways. There's gonna be Godzilla DLC in December. Yeah. Now, considering this is a more recent game, I'm kind of surprised that Godzilla's DLC is being added this quickly, but I'm not complaining. Because the teaser trailer was really cool. So, yeah. Yeah, I guess I should just go ahead and, you know, say the important news now. Shin Ultraman is getting a theater release. That's not the big important news, but this is something. Shin Ultraman is getting a theater release over here in America. It'll be January 11th and 12th, 2023. It's being put on by Fathom Events, so not sure if it's going to be totally widespread. Not even sure if I'll be able to see it in theaters, which kind of rips my heart into shreds, but you know, it's fine. But that was not the big news. And anyone who has been keeping up with Godzilla news probably knows that wasn't the big news. But anyways, the big news is that in 2023, which is turning out to be a real good year for Toho fans, or kaiju fans, tokusatsu fans in general, we're getting a new Godzilla movie. On Godzilla Day of 2023, we're getting a new Godzilla movie. We don't know what it's about. We don't know what it's, if it's an anime film or if it's, we don't know what it is. It only thing we do know is it's not a sequel to Shin. It is not Shin Godzilla 2. They are done with Shin Godzilla. Which, honestly, I like the idea of there being singular installments in the Shin Japan Hero universe so that you can more equally add to the amount of heroes in the Shin Japan Hero universe. That's just my personal opinion. But I am very excited. I am very excited for this. So, yeah. That's the big, big news. But I guess, you know, there is one thing that I'm kind of trying to remember here. It starts with a G. I don't know. Ends with an A. It's not Godzilla. Oh, yeah, Gamera. Gamera's getting a new animated series on Netflix. I just wanted to let you scream a little bit there. That's what the pause was for. Gamera Rebirth is a new animated Gamera series that's going to be released on Netflix. Let me check the release date real quick. Because I don't remember what the release date was. Oh yeah, there's not a release date yet. Cool. So, you know, that's fun. anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah, Gamera Rebirth. It's gonna be real, real cool. Because, essentially, we have absolutely no idea what it's about. Absolutely no idea what it's gonna be. Like, what monsters it's going to include. And we have absolutely no idea what the animation style is going to be like. we know nothing except that it's an animated feature. And that might not even be for sure. We legit know nothing. If you do want to see the teaser, it's everywhere. Just type in, just go to YouTube and search Gamera Rebirth. It is legit everywhere. So I think that's going to have to round up our little Godzilla news update. There was a lot of cool stuff, right? Yeah. Also, by the way, Godzilla Battle Line is doing really, really good right now. So, you guys should go play it. This is not sponsored. I don't know how a podcast this small could ever get sponsored by Toho. But go play it. Seriously, go play it. If we want a new Godzilla game, support this and support Gigabash when the Godzilla DLC comes out. Yeah, and without further ado, welcome back to Monster Island. Bye.